And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
The living brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is asserting your personal power. Each of my guests is explaining how we can gain or regain our personal power. My next guest is known as the Inspiration to Creation Coach. She inspires people to create the results they desire in their work and in their life. She'll show us how to combine our purpose and our passion so that we can achieve more inspired results. And if you have a question or if you just want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Nina Amir inspires people to create the results they desire. She challenges them to find and fulfill their purpose. Nina is a seasoned journalist, an editor, a writing and author coach. She is a Magrid, which is the Jewish inspirational speaker. She's a Calabasas, which is a conscious creation coach. And she has been a regular guest on Conversations with Ms. Claus, which is a holiday and spirituality podcast heard in more than 90 countries and downloaded by more than 130,000 listeners per month. Nina holds a BA in magazine journalism from Syracuse University's S.I. Neuhaus School of Public Communication. She's a certified life coach, a certified rebirther, and is trained as a tarot reader and as a voice dialogue facilitator. Nina lives in the Santa Cruz Mountains above Los Gatos, California, with her husband and two children, joining us from the Los Gatos area. Hi, Nina. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We could all use a little bit of inspiration and striving to be our best right now. What I like about your writings is you really subscribe to three very simple rules for living fully. Be yourself, be there for others, and do it now. Talk to me about that philosophy. Why do you embrace that, and why is that such a motivating philosophy for your customers?
Well, I think that too many people don't do it now, and they don't follow their passion, and they don't really allow themselves to be themselves, to follow the things that spur them on in their life, that come from their source, that, as I say, are their passion or their purpose in life. And when we don't take action on those things, we aren't our authentic selves, and we don't fulfill our purpose here in life. We aren't our full selves. We don't realize our full potential. And then we go to our graves, you know, regretting it. And that's a shame.
Well, absolutely it's a shame. But how do you reconcile when your passion is not your purpose? I mean, those two things can be vastly different. I may be working for a living as a radio show host, but my passion may be raising wild mushrooms, you know, something as diametrically opposed as that. How do you reconcile the two?
Well, first of all, I want to go back to what you said. Your passion may not be your purpose. I think you can have a job that is not your passion or maybe not your purpose. But usually when you're passionate about something, it is your purpose. It is your mission in life to do that on some level. But you could have a job that is not necessarily something you're passionate about. I mean, you could be forced to be, you know, to work at McDonald's because that's all you can do. Or you may have chosen to be an accountant because that seemed like the thing to do at the time and you're not passionate about it. To reconcile that, you then need to find out what you are passionate about and at least do that on the side. You know, find time to pursue your passion so that you can fulfill your potential and fulfill your purpose here.
Well, my guest is Nina Amir. And Nina, in that answer, you talked about the person working at McDonald's because that's all that they can do. These are challenging times for many listeners. I mean, we've got high unemployment, tight budgets. There's stress at home. There's stress at work, just to name a couple of things. So it's hard at times like this to really be our best, to reach our full potential. Ironically, it's exactly these same times that we need to reevaluate our situation and make adjustments so that we can reach our fullest potential. So give us some pointers on the type of self-analysis that we can be doing right now so that we can strive to reach our fullest potential.
Well, I think that you need to look at the things that you do feel passionate about and the dreams you've had about you know, the things you'd like to accomplish in your life. And you know, the most successful people I know are passionate about what they do. And they have this deep sense of purpose, the sense of mission, like they're here for a reason. And most of them are change agents. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to feel like you're going to change the world or save all the trees. You may be creating change on a very small level, just on, let's say on your family. But on some level, they're creating change. And what I see is that when they combine their passion and their purpose, they feel inspired. And when you're inspired, you are in spirit. You're connected to your true self, your source. And from that place, you can create just about anything you want, your dreams, your desires, your goals. And you can do this if you find what you feel passionate about. So the first thing I'd say is you have to find that source of passion. And you have to find what you feel your purpose is here in this lifetime.
Well, how does one go about doing that, Nina? I mean, yeah, it's easy to say that, but how does one really, especially in under the stress of today's times, take the time to evaluate one's purpose, one's reason for being?
Well, you have to, first of all, take the time. It's the first thing you said. You have to take the time. So you have to get out of your harried schedule and sit down and ask yourself, what do I feel passionate about? You know, my husband has a job that keeps him so busy, and he feels so stressed to keep the money coming in to support his family that he will say that he no longer knows what he enjoys, what he likes doing, you know, what hobbies he might like to do, because he has no time. That's a real problem, but he is very typical of the average person. I think they get so caught up in survival. And so you do have to take time out and meditate or go back and try doing the things that you used to like doing or read some books or try new things. It take an hour a week even to just start exploring and ask, you know, look back over your life. What were the things that you really felt passionate about long ago to see what it was you felt you were supposed to be doing?
All right. Now, not to get too personal, but what are you advising your husband to do? Because clearly he's in the same situation that many of my listeners are in.
Exactly that, to take time off, to find some time even on the weekends and to put down the computer and to, you know, take a walk and to just think, to think about the things that he used to like to do and to find that passion and also to look at his work in a different light, because everybody's work serves other people. And serving other people is a huge source of joy. You know, I was just watching a show. Oprah Winfrey's doing this life class now on TV on her new station. And every Friday she does a show on Joy Rising. And a lot of it's about giving. And a lot of what I talk about is about giving. And how we receive what we want in life has to do with giving. And we don't give in order to get. But when we give, we do receive a lot of joy. And we have to see whatever our job is as a way of giving to other people. So that's another way to see purpose in what you do and to rejuvenate some passion in your life.
My guest is Nina Amir. Nina, and I find it interesting that you mentioned Oprah Winfrey, because I was going to ask you about this, that you quote Oprah Winfrey when you instruct your clients to try to reach the best in themselves. You quote Oprah as saying, each of us has a platform. It's our circle of influence. What is it about that statement from Oprah that resonates with you? Why is it so important for listeners who want to achieve more to understand this fact?
Because we all do have a circle of influence, even if it's just our family, like I said. We can all create change in the world and have an effect on other people. And we all do have a purpose in life, and maybe it is just to affect one or two people. But every time we say something to someone, we have an effect on them, and that's our circle of influence. And it may be a small circle of influence, or it may be a large circle of influence. And when we discover what we're passionate about and we combine our passion and our purpose and get inspired, because that's what I think the equation is, passion plus purpose equals inspiration, we can take that and begin to influence people.
I like it. Passion plus purpose equals inspiration. Nina, what role does imagination play in all of this?
I think it plays a large part, because you have to be able to imagine yourself creating what you want in your life and fulfilling your potential. And, of course, imagination, when we can visualize it, we can achieve it. That's something that, you know, all the New Age gurus will tell you about creative thought and deliberate creation, but it's been used in the world of sports for years. We visualize ourselves crossing the finish line. Business people use these ideas that, you know, if we can visualize it, we can do it. And I think that there are three reasons that most people don't achieve their goals and create their dreams, and it's because they can't see it. And they have to begin to see that they're qualified, and they have to see that they possess the correct skills or abilities, and they have to see that they have the credentials. You know, they have to actually be able to visualize this. They have to use their imagination.
All right. And you mentioned that in the power of intention, the power of thinking, and it ranges from everybody from Carlos Castaneda to Napoleon Hill in business, and they've really made this concept very famous. You've got some tips on how to rally the power of intention to help us achieve those goals, to spark our imagination. What are those tips?
Well, I mean, I would say get quiet. And, well, first of all, I would say write down your intention. So when you're talking about intention, now we're talking about using your thoughts and your words, which are very powerful. So sit down and write down your intention. I intend to do this. So, of course, you need to know what you intend to do. So, again, that goes back to your passion and your purpose. So you might want to, again, have gotten clear on what you're passionate about, what your purpose is in life, and then say, I intend to do this, and write that down. And then I would say, to get quiet and to visualize it, to see yourself accomplishing that. But I go beyond that. You need to know what actions to take. So you need to write down, you know, chunk down, know what your goal is, what your end goal is. This is very, you know, practical stuff. You know, what's your goal? Write that down. And when do you want to achieve it by? You know, what's the actual date? Give your, you know, quantify this. And then chunk it down into little pieces. What do you have to do? So don't just visualize yourself achieving it, but give yourself action points. And the best is if you can get inspired by those action points. So there are some things you're going to have to do to accomplish your goals, to achieve your full potential. But what do you feel inspired to do as well? Because that's your intuition talking to you. That's your soul talking to you. And some of these things may not seem logical. So you want to actually, you know, meditate and get quiet and ask yourself, what should I be doing? You know, what are the things, the actions I should take that I may not be thinking about, that aren't just on my list?
All right. Now, Nina, you mentioned meditate not only in this answer but in several other answers that you've given. Meditate has a sort of a New Age, airy-fairy sort of air to it, and it doesn't have to be that way. Describe exactly what you mean by meditate. What do you want people to do? It's not as esoteric as some people believe that it is.
No, it isn't. I'm just talking about getting quiet. Just sit down and take some deep breaths and just watch your thoughts. And, you know, it's impossible to not think, but just get quiet and listen to your thoughts. See the thoughts that are going by. And when your thoughts get caught up on something, just sort of release them. Say, thank you very much. I don't really want to think about that right now. And just take some deep breaths again. And, you know, even just ask for information. You know, I am here thinking about my passion and my purpose and trying to achieve my highest potential. What is it I need to know right now? What is it I need to know right now so that I can accomplish what it is I'm trying to accomplish, or I can pursue my passion? And just listen for the answer. It's what we call in Judaism the still small voice. It's God talking to you without, you know, being a little being too spiritual. It's your soul talking to you.
My guest is Nina Amir. She is the Inspiration to Creation Coach. Nina, give us an idea of what you do working with your customers on a day-to-day basis to get them to reach their fullest potential. Give us an idea of what it's like on a daily basis.
Well, if I'm coaching people, then we're talking about these sorts of things. What is it that they feel passionate about? What is it they want to achieve in their life? what goals do they have? So maybe I have a client who wants to write a book, or maybe I have a client who wants to open a successful beauty salon. Maybe I have someone who is working towards opening some other sort of business. It doesn't really matter. Or maybe they're an artist, and they're wanting to pursue their goals and to pursue their passion in life and their purpose in life. And we will look at what they need to do to get there and what's stopping them, whether they have fear that stops them, negative thinking that stops them, and we'll look at that. We'll also go through my Kabbalistic coaching technique, which is based in Kabbalah. But it also takes into account what a lot of people have called the law of attraction. But it goes beyond that. We look at we start with what you want to give to the world and how you're going to give that, what you want to create, and how that's going to serve other people as well as you, so that you can, and then we put it into some of the terms we've used here, your intention, your thoughts, about it. You get very clear on the thought. You get very clear about how it would feel to have it. And then we come up with an action plan that's an inspired action plan as much as possible. And we really focus on how it's a way for you to give to others in the process. Because really, whatever you want to create in your own life, it's going to work much better if it's a circle of giving. If you are giving to others at the same time as you're receiving. And we work together. We go back and forth trying to remove the obstacles to creating what we want in our lives, or what my client wants to create in their life, so that they can create what they're passionate about and fulfill their purpose.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Nina Amir. She's the Inspiration to Creation Coach. Nina, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your coaching, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Go to one of two places. They can most easily find me at ninaamir.com. That's N-I-N-A-A-M-I-R.com. And from there, they can click through to any one of my different websites. The one that has the most information about the types of things we talked about today is purespiritcreations.com.
Pure Spirit Creations. Nina, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure.